What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 106 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Bugatti and their brand new top speed run of 304 miles per hour. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. My fellow car enthusiasts and friends, this is almost kind of hard to believe. We've now gotten to the point in the automotive industry where the top speed records to beat are now over 300 miles per hour. The world was blown away, myself included. We did a podcast episode earlier on when a tuning company out of Texas known as M2K Motorsports took a Ford GT, one of my favorite cars, modified it a little bit, and hit 300 miles per hour. If I remember correctly off the top of my head, it was like 300.4, I believe it was. But point being, they hit 300 miles per hour. A small tuning shop out of Texas, they did a feat that nobody could imagine would be done. Now, the speed record to beat is 300 miles an hour before you can claim to be the new speed king. Well, not too long ago, Bugatti did just that. They took a Bugatti Chiron, modified it, like how M2K Motorsports modified a Ford GT. Bugatti did the same thing, took a Chiron, modified it, and they broke the top speed record to become the brand new king of speed. They have officially hit 304.77 miles per hour. And I'm looking at this and I'm like 70%, wow, that's crazy. But I'm 30% like, I don't know. I don't know if it's wrong of me to be feeling this way, because here's why. Obviously, when M2K Motorsports did it, that was not a stock factory car, but that wasn't the point. They were just trying to hit a certain top speed. Now, if I'm correct in my thinking, companies like Hennessy and Koenigsegg and Bugatti, they're achieving this top speed with a factory production car, which means it's not modified. It's as the car comes. Now, surprise, like we just said, this Bugatti is modified. It's not your normal Chiron. To give you an example, the car has been tuned by an additional 100 horsepower. It's got higher gear ratios. Bugatti actually removed the rear wing and the air brake completely. They modified the entire safety cell of the car. They modified the exhaust and moved it to an entirely new spot. They removed the passenger seat, as well as the entire car is actually longer and lower, so it's more slippy, more aerodynamic. Which, there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But like I said, 70% of me is like, wow, this is like, I'm completely mind blown. This is crazy. But there is a small part of me, like I said, I'd say 30% is kind of just thinking like, does this really count? Because it's not a factory production vehicle. Like, it's not a Chiron. It's a one-off version of a Chiron. Now, Bugatti has made a public statement saying they are going to make a small run of these 300-mile-per-hour Chirons. But it's, I don't know, am I wrong? Am I thinking about this incorrectly? Or am I okay? Let me know what you guys think. I'd like to know if you're on the same page as myself, or if I'm just crazy and I'm not making any sense. But the record itself, Bugatti took, obviously, a heavily modified Chiron, took it to the Era Lesion, if I'm saying that correctly, track in Germany to break that top speed record. And of course, they used Michelin Pilot Sport Cup 2s, no surprises, in which their test driver, Andy Wallace, drove the Bugatti Chiron that was modified as fast as he can. Absolutely, hearts out to you, hats off, feet, well done, huge congratulations. Hitting 304 miles per hour, whether some people think the record counted or it didn't, it's still an amazing feat to do. Another little controversial thing some people think it may not have counted was they didn't run it in both directions. They did it just one way. So it's kind of like they did it, but does it count? I really don't know. But that's why I said it's kind of like in the previous episode going into this one, I said it was kind of a controversial topic. No doubt it is phenomenal, and I think it's amazing. There's just a small part of me that's kind of like iffy about it. Let me know what you guys think. Am I wrong in thinking this way, or am I right? Do you guys feel the same way? Again, has nothing to do the feat of itself. It's an amazing accomplishment. But are they right in calling themselves the king of speed, and they are the fastest considering the modifications they've done and they didn't run it both ways? I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. But also, what's next for a Bugatti? I mean, the whole speed thing is kind of, from what I've seen, going out the window a little bit. I mean, what are you going to go do now? Are you going to go to 350? Are you going to go to 400? It's kind of looking like the top speed race is coming to an end. Maybe Hennessy might do something. Koenigsegg is still going to go for it. SSC with their Tuatara is going to go for it. We just got to wait and see. But President of Bugatti, Stefan Winkelmann, former CEO of Lamborghini, has very publicly said that Bugatti is actually shifting their focus. They're not doing top speed anymore. They've been there. They've done that. It was great while it lasted. But to quote specifically, he said they're going to concentrate on other areas. And what I think that means is they're literally going to maybe focus on growing the company into ultra high performance and luxury vehicles. We already know the rumor of an SUV. We did an episode about that one. Maybe they're looking for another car to purchase. Instead of it being a $2-3 million car, maybe they make a $900,000 car or $1 million car, you know, something a little bit cheaper, which is going to be weird to say that more people can purchase. Well, there's definitely a difference between purchasing a $3 million car and a $1 million car. But point being, that's my opinion on it. I think they're legitimately looking to grow this into a company that's going to capture market share. But ladies and gentlemen, those are just my thoughts on Bugatti's top speed record. Again, on 70%, yeah, I'm 30% kind of like, doesn't really count. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. That's all we got for episode 106, talking about Bugatti's newest top speed run. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel, unless you're there already. Just browse around. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description. If you guys are in the market for getting a hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car company, www.tailhawk.com. Got a coupon code there for you guys so you can get your hands on the best car merchandise that's direct from the manufacturer. Last but not least, don't forget to tune in episode 107. We're getting up there. We're going to talk about a little bit of some competition going on between Elon Musk and Tesla and Porsche, the battle of the electric cars. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.